Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, let me get there. Hello, I'm here. And welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, Matt Ford.
And I was here all along. I'm always here. I'll never leave you. It's me, John Richardson.
Do you promise?
Yeah, I promise that, baby. Till the day I die.
Well, let's find out when that's going to be before we get on to FPL.
I bet there's an app for that now, isn't there? I bet there's an app that'll tell you when you die.
You could probably Google it. I bet you could put in your height, age.
Hey, we're always straight to height with you, isn't it? Piece of shit. Always straight to height. You think I'm going to die before you because I'm 5'9½?
No, I think you'll live longer. Surely if you're shorter, it's safer because you get hit in the face by less branches.
Yeah, but you're more likely to drown and things, aren't you?
I don't know. Are you?
Yeah, well, it goes to follow, doesn't it? That the water height, you know, if the water gets to 5 foot, you know, nine, I'm done and you're not. You'll be up there breathing that sweet, sweet inch and a half.
Hold on. Producer Danny has given us a website. When will I die? Death calculator. Right.
Should I do you first or me first? Oh, I'm on it. You do you and I'll do me, mate. And the second question is height. People are just obsessed.
Oh, there you go. You see,
height.
I told you.
Right. What's 5'9" inches?
So just to let the listener know, it's asking for a number of data points, date of birth, stuff like that. Okay, I've entered it above birth date.
Oh, you can put it's a secret to your age. Why would you go on a website to calculate when you're going to die and then not declare your age? Megalopolis. Ooh, average figure.
God, this one is so long.
Chronic disease.
Oh my God.
How far along are you?
Miles. Come on, you git. Just think about how often I use my mobile phone.
You're on it now. How do you usually get to school? Oh,
that's me if I'm left-handed or right-handed.
I work from everywhere. I like the sound
of
that.
How
often do you play sports?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Hang on. Oh, Jesus. Saying I've only got 24 years left.
Have you got your answer? So it's saying you're going to die at 64?
I will die on the 18th of February, 2048, it says.
Bloody hell.
I'm waiting for your answer to come through. So it says I've got 24 years, 339 days, 14 hours, 21 minutes, and 9, 8, 7, 6. God, this is terrible. Wow.
How do you act in problematic situations? I remain calm. I display a high amount of aggression. I tend to panic.
Yeah, I tend to panic for that.
Oh, I don't know if I panic or remain calm. You know me best. What do?
I think you remain calm.
Yeah, I think I remain calm. How long do you usually use your phone every day? 4 to 6 hours.
Do you know what? I'm going to die on the 18th of February, which is 4 days after Valentine's Day.
Well, that's not good, is it? You'd be annoyed to have got through the winter. You'll just be... That'll be the last thing you say. You'll look at you when you say, ooh, daffodils are coming up. Springtime! That'll be you done. And can I tell you this now?
Yeah.
If the 18th of February happens to be a Friday,
yes.
On Saturday the 19th of February that year, I will arrange for a minute's applause for you.
Lovely.
At the City Ground.
Thank you.
And then I'll do a podcast about it, obviously without you. Be slightly, well, will it be more somber? I don't know. Might be a better atmos.
Something to just hurt.
Are there any heritable diseases in your family?
There's got to be.
Yeah. Bit of the old heart disease knocking around.
Is there?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Do you believe that setting up a camera and uploading yourself taking this quiz will make you live longer? Oh, here we go.
Almost there.
Oh, I will live too. Here we go. Evaluating.
God.
Evaluating. I have 36 years, 354 days, so let's call it 37 years. I will die in 2060. So what's that? That's another 37 years. So I'll be 77. It's about average, isn't it? Oh, my God.
I die at 64. And you died, you've got an extra 13 years than me.
Yeah, but it didn't ask if I was a Leeds fan. I mean, as any Leeds fan who watched the Wolves game this weekend will tell you, you can knock 10 years off that.
You're doing better than us, mate.
We are at the minute. I mean, well, finally we get to football. So how long do I have to live without you?
13 years, I think.
About 13 years. Well, I shall be sorry to see you go.
Cheers, mate.
I'm going to be around until 2085.
What?
So I'll see you at the bar.
Hang on. How? What?
2085? How old are you going to be then? 100?
Yeah. Don't just go silent now.
Yeah. Well, he's never died then. I'm going to live forever, but... Oh, it's horrible seeing it count down, isn't it?
So, yes, on to Leeds. A great victory for Leeds United, John.
Yes, and a spooky, having said that I am not superstitious on the how long will I live at. For the second year in a row, Leeds United beat Wolves on March the 18th, and in both games, goals were scored by Harrison, Johnny, Rodrigo and Ayling. That's spooky wooky, isn't it?
That is spooky wooky. Did they mention that on Match of the Dookie?
It was mainly the Ayling, because what Ayling did, Ayling hadn't scored in between, so all those other players have scored between, which takes the gloss off slightly. Ayling literally hasn't scored since he scored at Wolves last year and did exactly the same celebration, a sort of roly-poly into a shooting guns scenario.
Slightly Robbie Keane-esque?
Very much so, very much so. In fact, I think that might be where it came from.
Yeah. So now you're up to 14th. How does it feel?
Well, I saw some wag on Twitter. I say some wag. I think it was Graham Smith from the Yorkshire Evening Post. Jack Harrison had to go off because of a nosebleed in the first half. And he tweeted the league table saying the source of Jack Harrison's nosebleed has been located. It's a bonkers league, isn't it? I was listening
Those
on the
Leeds
radio.
Guys.
Oh, so funny.
It's the humour that goes with it, isn't it?
Well, you've got to laugh. You've got to laugh. Otherwise, and I do mean this, it's literally pain all the time.
Yes.
I was listening on the radio this morning to Crystal Palace. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? They're 12th, but they're 3 points off the drop. I mean, it's a crazy league, isn't it? And is it the best league in the world? I don't think so.
Well, what is the best league in the world then?
Oh, South Korean league, the K League.
Yep, you're right. Fair dues. Results are in.
Are the Nottinghamshire Reds in the bottom three now?
No, we're 16th, right. 2 points above the drop. But West Ham have a game in hand on us, but that would drop Leicester in. But
You've got away at Ellen Road coming up.
I shall be there. I was at the City Ground on Friday night for the Newcastle game.
Yes, well, let's get to that because, of course, we speculated. I offered to sponsor a listener to sit next to you on the coach back and make you sick. Nobody got in touch. Nobody took that deal. But talk us through the whole kit and caboodle from start to finish.
Oh, thank you. I was waiting for that opportunity. So, fearful that the train strikes on the day before and the day after I travelled would affect the service. I'd booked a slightly earlier train just to ensure that any delays meant I wouldn't miss the game. So
9 a.m. train, cans.
Well, I didn't drink on the train. I got some work done on the train. And that's always very rewarding, isn't it? And you know, you get your sandwich and your tea and your biscuits and you're poodling away on your laptop. You think, oh, look at me. I'm like Angela Lansbury at the start of Murder, She Wrote. I just tip-tapping away and being all productive. I'm like... I'm like SGP in SATC. And anyway, so I get to Nottingham, check in and go and meet my friends. There's a new part of Nottingham called Binks Yard.
The Swamps. One of these new...
What? What did you say?
The Swamps.
Well, actually, it is on old marshland, so you're not far wrong.
There we go.
Well done.
It's the only place they're developing now.
Well. It's very modern.
Binks
now.
Yard.
It's lovely. It's modern and they do a lovely bitter there, Henry Binks bitter, 3.8%, and it's delicious.
Going down Binks's. We're going down Binks's before game, Doc. No, it's not marsh anymore. Now you can walk on it, Doc. Yeah, right. You can have a righto walk on it. Put your shoes on now, come down Binks's.
That's what you say to each other.
Rosemary and truffle flavour.
Oh my God. I say it every week. You've changed.
No, everyone else slags those crisps off. In fact, I was talking to the barmaid about this. She was like, you're the only person who likes them. She remembered me from the last time I was in there about 2 months ago. I was like, why does everyone slag them off?
Banging on about the crisps.
The great crisps. Anyway, I go in there. So you need to picture the scene. It's half two on a Friday afternoon, right? It's a work day.
Damn
it's half two in the afternoon. It's bright sunshine. I go in, and this is like one of these new places, gentrified. The music.
Truffle crisps.
Was exactly not blaring, like blasting to the point, you know, it makes your ears hurt. I mean, I've not been hurt by music probably since childhood. It's too loud. And the music he was playing was I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing. The Heart Does Go On by Celine Dion. I was like, what the fuck is going on? This is
someone's
weird.
Had a breakup.
Yeah, everyone's just in there. I said to the bouncer, I said, this is really loud.
Bouncer.
And she went, yeah, you won't turn it down. So anyway, outside they had a big screen showing the horse racing. As you know, John, I know nothing. And I'm not that bothered about it.
You picked a hell of a bit. Well, let me just, to the neutral ear, let me describe what you've told me so far about your trip to Nottingham. You've gone to an old marshland to drink in a pub that serves truffle crisps and yet has loud music on and a bouncer at 2:30 in the afternoon with the horse racing on a big screen outside.
Yeah,
I'm so confused.
Mate, well, imagine how confused I was. I was there. And, none of it made any sense at all. So we had a few beers there. I had to sit outside just because the music was so loud, but then it was cold. So I'm outside. I think that's probably why I've developed a cold sore.
Right.
It was quite chilly. And then, so that was, you know, we have a few, and then the group starts to build, doesn't it? And you think, you know what, we'll get some snacks and your pizza and sweet potato fries and lamb tacos. You're just like, oh, this is the best day ever. And then you walk over Trent Bridge, that stunning view. Oh, I've just remembered, I went to Cluffy's Cob Stop and got myself a beef and onion cob and I think a chicken tikka cob, a Dairy Milk.
Double cob in
chunky.
It. Double cob in it.
Double cob in it. I'd had a few beers. So then a couple beers around the ground, get in there, and I'm just like, oh, my God. So Forest score
life
first.
Is great.
And it's great.
Remind and me also, who you're playing, because I've forgotten. Newcastle.
Yeah.
Time-wasting, Saudi-funded Newcastle United.
Exactly. Blood, money, enjoy your hollow victory.
Forest.
I tell you what I do, it really struck me actually, having been to some other Premier League grounds this season, as you know, John, Stamford Bridge, the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, the
You're
London Stadium.
You're a Spurs fan now, aren't you, basically?
I mean, because I just got used to going to Forest all the time, you just accept that as a default setting.
Mm.
You're so much closer to the action at a ground like Forest. Even if you were at the back of the stadium, you're just on top of it in a way like...
Well, you might get a game.
Well...
Just
the experience is just so much more immersive. You don't feel like some sort of passive bystander. You feel like an active participant in proceedings.
It doesn't look like FIFA.
Exactly. You're just like, whoa. So then Forest score first, and you're like, this is dreamland. And then they score right at the end of the first half. You think, fine. And then we give away a penalty. There's no arguing about it. A stonewall penalty in the 93rd minute. And you think we've gone from 1-0 up here. And all our lives making sense. And then in the 93rd minute, it's all over. And we leave with nothing.
Mm.
Nothing. I went for one pint afterwards and I was too sad to carry on. I said, I'm just going to go to bed.
Oh, did you?
And you know what I did? Went back to my room and had a pot noodle.
Oh God, and, it's depressing.
Some chocolate, yeah.
That actually is where you need to be outside. The cold, stimulating air. You need some power ballads on loud. And you need a few beers, a few mild bitters to get you through it. You've done it the wrong way around.
I know. I thought that. I thought I've done this the wrong way around.
So
we should have
won
2-1 instead of losing 2-1.
Well, can you email Steve Cooper? Do you have that facility? I think if we'd have scored more than them, we'd have won that.
Yeah, I texted some people at the club, but
guys,
I don't know what they wanted to hear.
I don't know if you want the view from the stadium, the view from Row Z. Talk to me about, because what's very confusing is working out who is shit this year. And I think the simple truth is everyone below 12th is shit. I think Palace is shit and everyone down to Southampton is shit. On the balance of play, do you feel 2-1 was unlucky or do you feel that you were lucky to go ahead and it's just the way the game went that it felt like a defeat? Should you have lost that game?
I think Newcastle were the better team. Mm-hmm. So then overall you go fine. But obviously once you've got to the 93rd minute and you feel like you've nicked a point.
Yeah.
It's very deflating. It's not like it was 2-1 from like the 50th minute and then you got all that time to acclimatise to it. You're like, oh man.
And also a point is really odd because it's what we had after the Brighton game. A point probably is really good because if you keep scoring points, it's so tight down there. And on balance, most teams are going to lose most weeks. It's just every now and again you have the week we had where you get a point but everyone else wins and suddenly you've got a point but you're in the bottom three. A point probably is all right, but at the time it doesn't feel like it because as you've seen from Leeds, you get three and you go from 19th to 14th.
Well, that's it. You just need to keep picking up those, especially at home as well. And the whole thing, you know, cycle. I don't think we'd beaten at the home in the league since October or something. Really hard to beat them. And then you just, oh, God.
First time football has ever made me feel physically sick this weekend. And I mean, even like after the Derby playoff defeat, I was really, really sad. I was upset. But I didn't have that. The end of the Wolves game this week, I could have thrown up quite happily.
But it won.
We did win, yes, but it was unpleasant. And I'd written us off. I'm not going to lie. I was happier thinking it's fine. We're down. I've gone through that stage of grief. I've gone through bargaining. I'm now into acceptance. It's fine. Now I'm thinking we've got Arsenal away next. Obviously, that's going to be a horror show. After that, we've got Leicester, Palace and Forest. That is huge. And you win all of them, they're not far off being done. 9 more points for us puts us on late 30s. Do you need to get to 40 this season?
I don't think you need to get to 40 this season. Obviously, there's only a couple of months left. You're like, oh my God, this is all going to be over soon. We're going to know. So then in the morning, I wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, here we go.
I did not get the National Express. I did not get the National Express from Nottingham.
F*** the National Express. When Forest are in a mess, it'll make you sick.
I just thought it was too big a risk.
Okay, so what have you done, Chopper? Texted Marinakis. Send the absolute chopper. Noel Gallagher flings down a rope. Christian O'Connell's there hoiking you up.
I was able to travel to London by alternative means. And,
private limo. Do you get an Uber all the way to London?
That's just down the M1, isn't it? It's just around the corner, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Pop down there. Did you make him stop at the services?
No, he asked if you could stop to charge it. I thought, perfect.
Ooh, to the controversial. Toilet. Where do you stop at Milton Keynes Supercharger?
Ooh, I don't know, but it was one of those Tesla Supercharger places. Starbucks on this side of the bridge and a KFC that wasn't open yet on the other side was Waitrose. Very compact service station. Definitely not Leicester Forest East, if that's what you're thinking.
What happens price-wise there when your cabbie stops for half an hour to charge his car up? Stop the meter, is it?
Fixed price. Books in advance.
Oh, did you? It still changes, though, doesn't it?
I took the call the day before.
I'll tell you what, if you stop in traffic, he's charging you extra, isn't he?
Well, this is it, fixed price. I booked it the day before because I just thought there's a strong chance I'm going to need toilet on that coach. Also, the main thing was just the ability to open the window.
Yes. Yeah, that you like an open window, don't you?
Temperature regulation, fresh air is like a big part of the recovery process. And not being able to do that on a National Express, I just thought was going to be... And I just knew it would be psychological mayhem.
Breathe in that sweet M1 air.
But that, you know, it's just so sad because obviously with football, it's the whole day out, isn't it? It's seeing the lads, it's going down Binks's, it's having a good old dance to Dirty Dancing. And then obviously the bonus is if you get a result, but then...
Yes. Did you obviously enjoyed everything up to the match. It sounds like that was lovely. Beers, double cobs. When you look back on the whole day, John, did you enjoy it or do you look back and think it would be better if I hadn't gone?
No, never think that. I was delighted to be there, delighted to be able to watch Forest at home in the Premier League. The atmosphere there is just amazing.
Yeah.
It's just such a phenomenal stadium.
And talk to me about the possibility of Forest going down. Do you think they will or do you think they won't on balance of probability?
On balance of probability, I say we stay up and I say you do as well.
I'll take that.
Southampton and Bournemouth are gone. And I kind of think it's Leicester or West Ham next. I think Everton will be fine. I think you're too good. I think we're probably riskier than you.
The only thing costing West Ham is that they're the only bottom club, I think, who haven't ditched their manager yet. And Leicester, I mean, they're the two, aren't they? You look at everyone else. Everyone else has blinked. You've stuck with Steve.
We haven't.
What do you think of the return of Roy Hodgson to Crystal Palace?
Odd. Deeply, deeply odd. Don't you?
Well, do you know what it makes me think? If that's allowed, why didn't we get Bielsa back? But things are very good under Javi Gracia. I'm not complaining. I think he's done a wonderful job since.
Of course, it's allowed.
He's a
but...
beautiful man as well, if I can say that. He's got a beautiful. Have you seen Javi Gracia's smile?
Yes, I have, yes.
Oh, it's like his whole face changes. It's like a rainbow coming through. It's just, oh, hello, mate. Beautiful.
You don't often
man.
Talk about men like this. What's going
pictures
on?
Pictures of him. Well, I've seen a picture of him cuddling Patrick Bamford and they're both smiling. And it reminds me of the first moment when Leeds fans were like, hang on, when Bielsa came in. Paddy Bamford cracks in a goal in training from outside the box. Bielsa runs the length of the pitch to give him a little cuddle and they sort of dance around together. And you're like, oh, hello, this could be wonderful. And that, there was a little bit of that there. And I was listening to Palace fans this morning phoning the radio going, yeah, why are we ain't got strikers? We didn't strengthen in January. And that is the deal at the bottom of the league, isn't it? Goals keep you up. We're still conceding and we will continue to concede. Put Rodrigo back and Bamford back. Oh, this goddamn game and the hope. Do you want to do the stat pack?
Yes, I do. I should have done that at the top.
And just talk about... obviously, we alluded to it, but it came down this week to who captained Saka, and I did, and you didn't, and he scored me 36 points.
Mm. I mean, I don't have him.
No, well, that is an error.
So maybe I do need to get me some.
Double-edged sword Leeds' next game is away at Arsenal, so I shall have to make a decision on what we do about the three Arsenal players in my team.
You absolutely battered me this week. You scored 64 points. I scored 28. But obviously, I'm still above you in the league, so at least there's that. But not there's by that. Much. You're really gaining on me, which is worrying.
Well, with a team I haven't made any transfers in for a number of weeks either, it's satisfying. I'm not going to lie to
you. I've been really on top of the admin as well.
Have you been really on it? Oh, it brings me so much joy because I literally haven't. I just haven't. And to know that I've beaten you this, even just this week, is.
I know.
I feel like a Leeds team that's gone from 19th to 14th. That's what I feel like.
So obviously, Saka was the player of the week with 18 points. Well done to those of you that captained him in goal.
Thank you,
Martin. I was talking about everyone else. We know that you captained him.
Thank you,
Martinez in goal would have scored you 7. Mings. I mean, who would have seen that coming? 12 points for Mings. Mm-hmm. Christiansen, 7.
Leech.
Pedro Porro, 7. And then a five-man midfield of Saka, Decore, Walcott. I mean, you look at some of these players playing for Villa, Leeds, Southampton. It just goes to show. Douglas Luiz at Villa, 11. Jensen at Brentford, 10. And then up front, Isak with 13. He scored twice against Nottingham Forest. And Shea Adams. I mean, two Southampton, a couple of Leeds. It's bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's...
Everton.
It's unpleasant, isn't it, watching teams around you pick up points. It becomes a real... I think Forest have had what Leeds have had, and I think you've gone this week from, and I think right up to that Newcastle game, your view was, we're going to be all right, we've just got to stay where we are, we've just got to... You were, I think you were looking up in the table and not behind you, and I think now you're as much watching Forest's results as you are thinking, oh shit, if Everton win and if Bournemouth win... And that's a horrible place to be because statistically, one of those teams is always going to win. So a Leicester, West Ham, Bournemouth, Southampton, they're always one of them's going to win. And it really takes the gloss off your wins. We had pretty much the perfect weekend this week where we won and almost everyone around us didn't. And it's the opposite of what we had the week before. We got a point at Brighton, but everyone else won and we slipped into the bottom three. It's the usual suspects at the top of the Comedians FPL League. Wilkinson... has slipped to fourth.
He is
now on 1,720 points. He is 10 behind Ian Sterling, 12 behind Sophie Ridge, climbing steadily, who herself is 6 behind Russell Howard, our leader in the Comedians FPL League on 1,738 points, some way behind the leader in the Listener League, who is...
Sorry. Do you know what it is? I make my own coffee. And it gets very
you're going to say, do you know what it is? I make myself sick.
Mickey McMullen at the top of our league, 1918, 1918 points. Gangsters.
But is the
Allardyce.
War over? Yeah.
Do you think it is?
1918. Is the war over? Sometimes I think I should be on Sky Sports News. I'm not saying I could do it better than Jeff Stemmer, but I could do it better than some of the other ones.
Who are you better than?
I don't know any of their names.
Well, you've got Merce.
No, I'm not talking about your pundit. I'm talking about your anchor.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, when Stelling's not there, those yeah. ones.
Yeah, they're all very talented, John.
1918 points for Mickey McMullen, but is the war over or is there a chance for Henry Riley currently in second with Ella Toon, Many, Many Men? There are Toon, Many, Many Men in the top seven, but we have an Erin in eighth. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland, great. Ollie Smith at seven with You Can't Beat Me. George Jordan at six with Punk Football. Ian Fowlger at five with Haven't Shot a Clue. Daniel. What?
What was that noise then?
Haven't Shot a Clue. Was it a bit too.
Jabba the Hutt.
Was it too gristly in the gob?
Oh, far Hang too on. Much spit in there.
I could feel that I had too much. You know what it was? I was leaning forward on my cheek.
Oh.
And saliva had gathered in a little pool.
It's like bubbling fondue.
Oh, man. I mean, we have not got time to get into the time we went to that fondue place. First
Are you
time,
fond
great
of fondue?
Idea. Second. What?
Are you fond of fondue?
I think it's something you have once and really enjoy, because the second time it's nowhere near as good. That was my view of it. Your view, John?
Big fan of fondue. Of course, now it's off the list because of the torture of dairy animals.
Oh. What if you could find ethical fondue and it was genuinely
ethical?
You can
make vegan fondue. You can make perfectly good vegan fondue.
What with just like paste and glue?
Yeah. Slop.
Like the food they eat in The Matrix when they're in the real world.
Do you know what most vegan cheese sauces are? They're heavily based around sweet potato.
Well, now you've got my full attention. I'm a big fan of the old SP.
Are you?
Put it in a lot of my soups.
Sweet potato and nutritional yeast.
Ooh, that sounds less nice.
Yeah, it's like a bacterial infection, but it is delicious.
Tip for those of you wanting to make veg soup at home, chuck a sweet potato in there. Gives it real depth, meaty graviness. That's my top tip for making a vegetable soup, is get a sweet potato in there. At number four, Who Ate All the Pies? Daniel Tye. And number three, Rory Brazendale with Brazendalona CF. And as we've already covered, Ella Toon, Many Men, and Gangsters Allardyce at the top. So it's great puns, actually. I'll tell you what's good about that is really high-quality puns at the top of the league, which I guess in the same way that elite players can take on more instructions during a football match, the elite CPFPLers are also good at the puns.
Oh, do you think?
Mm.
I'd love to commission a study into that, but I'm not willing to pay for it.
I think if you just look at the league, it'll tell you. If you think the ones near the top are better than the ones at the bottom, there's your research.
You've got to go right down the bottom. I bet equally those right at the bottom are the sort of people who are in it for the comedy and not the point scoring. So I bet it's a sort of a bell curve where you get some exceptional puns down the bottom of the league.
I bet the ones down the bottom will be foul. There'll be really nasty puns that haven't been reported yet.
Yeah,
borderline illegal.
Well, should we get on it? You know I'm a professional snitch. Happy to go down there. I'll spend a day. I'll cancel a gig so I can snitch on people's puns to the big FPL.
Talking of snitching, remember Ben F, who grassed us up to the Zig and Zag creator?
Yeah.
He's tweeted us, sincere apologies for dobbing you in, guys. It won't happen again. And I definitely won't tell them that John Richardson claimed them as British. Brackets, they're Irish.
Oh, God.
He said he's not going to grass us up, and then he's grassed us up.
Yeah, he's playing
Stop
the game.
Stop grassing us up! You better shut up. I'm going to batter you at break time.
Any other puppets you want to slag off while we're here? We could go the other way with it. Instead of sort of cowering in fear of Zig and Zag, just sort of double down and slag off all puppets.
Well, no, because I love Vinny.
Yeah.
I love Gordon the Gopher, Ed the Duck, Zig and Zag.
Yeah.
Are there any puppets? I mean, obviously, I work on Spitting Image.
Tots TV.
Great passion for puppets.
Second
Tots
my
TV.
I'm a Tots. Just still sing that to this day when I'm cooking tea. Our friend Donkey. Lovely.
What was it? I used to change the words to it. You're a twat and he's a twat. And I can't remember what the rest of it was. I love singing that.
On that bombshell, bring us that next week. That is all we've got time for this episode. We will be back later on the week with another.
We will indeed. Don't forget to get in touch. Hello at cpfpl.com if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in today's show. Tweet us at comediansfpl. And for the love of God in your own body, share, subscribe and review, because it helps us get up the league that matters. The podcast league. Don't forget to subscribe to anotherslice.com for extra content, bonus, exclusive Diamond Club access. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.